Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I am here with my friend, John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, and easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, buddy.
We were really bad at recording because we were really sad about the world, but then the best Saturday ever happens.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we guess we can podcast again.
If anybody listened last week, we recorded, I think it was the Saturday or Sunday before the election. It was a couple days before the election. We knew it was going to go up then. We weren't in a great mood.
No.
And then we kept asking each other when we wanted to record, and it was just kind of like, not today.
it was just kind of general ennui in a message thread of like, I can't do it today, bud.
Yeah, I trimmed out some of the election despair from last week's episode because I felt like it was too much of a downer. And if we tried to do one on like Friday, I don't know what it would have been like, but probably would have been like the episode that we recorded and never put out because it was just us being sad about the pandemic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes, but yeah, no one heard that. So
that was just for us. That's the private catalog. but I'm in a better mood for sure.
Yeah, you're smiling for the first time, honestly, in probably six months since I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been a real harrowing time for comedy in general. Like, I'm working on putting Jerk the Magazine together. And like the past two or three weeks, it's really just been like, I'll edit like contributor stuff. But the thought of I have to sit down and write comedy right now just wasn't happening. Wrote some today. Feel good about it.
Man, I'm in a similar boat for you, though I don't have to write a magazine about jerks. But it was really bizarre to me, like the physical manifestation of Saturday on like my body too. Of like, I was just like, you know what? This is an emotional lift, and my body is also like unclenching for the first time.
Yeah,
in
I
4
dropped
years.
5 pounds on Saturday.
Oh my god! Yeah, I was gonna say exact same thing. I was like, why am I dumping out so much?
A friend of mine, I forget who it was. Somebody on Twitter was like, oh, like everyone can collectively like unclench and have like a solid poop.
It was good. And I was bearing down.
I saw it and I was like, that's a funny joke. And then like 4 hours later, it was basically, it's basically the toilet scene from Trainspotting. And I was like, oh, no. The joke's less funny now, but I'm so relieved.
Well, now that we've talked about bowel movements for a good 2 minutes and our guests on Zoom look just objectively horrified.
Yeah, they definitely feel good about agreeing to do this.
Yeah, let's transition to a really kind of professional like introduction of our two wonderful guests. Is the first time if we had two simultaneous guests on the pod?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been on every episode, but I don't remember most of them.
I think we might have done it one other time because didn't we need another microphone? Or maybe we were just talking about it. I don't remember the before times very well. But
I think you're thinking of the time that you gave Leah Brown a ride and was like, oh, I guess you're going to be our guest on the podcast.
Our first guest.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, oh, I just have to do this thing. And then you realized, oh, it'd be rude to make you sit in the room with us.
Hey, fellow comedian and friend Leah Brown, can you just sit quietly in the corner while me and John be hilarious at each other?
Yeah, I think you literally in that instance said, well, I guess I have to see if I have another mic now. And like there was just a moment where like I think she felt bad, but then she was like, no, fuck this guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It all worked out.
So we have two guests this week, and we are thrilled to talk about what I can only assume will be dumping out for the next half hour.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's Roy Hamadani and Ian Webster, everybody.
Yay!
Hi, friends.
Hi. Did you hear the choo-choo train?
I did not.
No. Is that what that was?
Yeah. And
we hear them in our dreams.
So yeah, but there's a train track real close to here, and it's
there's one. It doesn't get used that often. That goes through my town, and you can hear it sometimes, but it's never very loud.
we have regular, what, midnight, yeah. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m.? Yeah, like, there.
We moved into this place in a rush, and we neglected to remember that we drove over train tracks to get here. And
yeah. Rookie mistake.
And
we got used to it. I didn't think we would. But yes.
What's it like to dump out when a train is shaking your building?
It doesn't shake if you just hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. You do this while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it would help.
It's right over there, and there's a window. So, yeah, you go like this, and then
you can pump your arm.
It makes it extra loud for everybody coming by.
I feel like, yeah, that would be great.
It would be great.
I don't think I would want a very loud train to go by a lot, but yeah, that would be, you could try to time it.
If
I drink a large coffee now, then I'll probably be ready to go when the 6:20 steamer goes by.
Steamer. Oh, 6:20 steamer is what I'm calling every bowel movement I have.
Famous 6:20 steamer.
Well, as our guests, you are sort of like the conductor of this podcast train. So
choo-choo, baby.
Yeah, choo-choo, baby. The two of you get to decide what our formal topic is, what the subject of the Wikipedia page that we are going to rewrite together is going to be. So I hope you have discussed this amongst yourselves prior to this moment.
Yes.
We have.
Yeah, we went with dreams.
Solid.
What kind you have?
Like the sleepy variety.
Not your goals and inspiration, all that shit.
Yeah.
No. not my dream of timing at a dump with a local freight train.
Only if that happened at night in your head, in your dream.
No. I've been having weird dreams during the pandemic because, like, at the beginning of it, it started to be just, like, mundane dreams about, like, just doing regular things with people that I, like, you guys were probably in a couple where, like, just go do a show at, like, Brewworks or something and then... I'd wake up and be like, oh yeah, remember when that happened ever? But I feel like just because it's been going on so long, like the cast, like I'm moving down to like D and E level people I know.
So like a waiter that you've had like 3 or 4 times at a restaurant and you don't remember
the other
name.
Night I was having a nightmare, and the antagonist of the nightmare was a guy who used to come into Ruby Tuesday a lot when I was a waiter there. And he wasn't like a mean guy or like an exceptionally great guy. He was just there a lot. So like, I don't know why he was the bad guy. But then I took a nap and I had a nice dream where I ran into comedian and voice actor Lucas Arnold, who's a guy I don't actually know, but like we have a bunch of mutual friends. And the dream was I literally ran into him walking down my street. And I was like, oh, it's weird that you're in my town. He's like, it is. And that was the whole conversation. I was like, this is a better dream than the guy who always wanted low-carb tortilla wraps trying to run amok.
What the fuck are you doing going to Ruby Tuesdays if low-carb tortilla wraps are something you need in your life?
I think you worked at the bank nearby. It's the only explanation I could think of.
The thing about dreams, the whole theory is that it is, or one of the theories is that this is when your brain takes time to organize all the things that you've seen that day and just try to figure out what to keep and what not to. And none of that makes sense when you think about what's in dreams.
I might have a sleep disorder, partially for that, but also you're not like, how soon do you guys, like, what's the minimum amount of time you guys need to be asleep for you to have a dream? And I don't want like the statistics. Like I know there's stages of sleep and you're supposed to dream at different ones.
How the fuck?
Is it immediately?
Expect me to know that? How am I supposed to know that?
Well, have you ever had like a 15-minute nap and you woke up and you're like, I definitely had a dream.
I've had things that are like, they're more like exaggerated thoughts. Like,
okay.
It's like kind of what I was thinking about as I was falling asleep. And then it kind of just goes down this weird path. It's not like that deep REM sleep type dream.
So I dream like immediately, like regardless of how little sleep I'm getting. It's a symptom. It's genuinely a symptom of being sleep deprived because I have children.
So with your like 15-minute like wake up with an exaggerated thought process, do you like immediately give yourself notes? Like how does that work? If you're like, that could have been a better dream, but that premise, I didn't really explore that well enough.
It could be. Yeah. I've been very disappointed in many dreams. Like, this could have been better.
I didn't even sleep. It's bullshit. Why am I even asleep?
You guys ever do the thing where you wake up kind of like a little before you're supposed to wake up and you're like, oh man, that dream was dope. I'm going to try to fall asleep and pick it up where I left it off so I can finish it.
Yeah.
And you can't. Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Oh, yeah. The other
the opposite
is I just keep falling in my dreams. I just keep falling.
Do you wake up? Do you like
I wake up like, I was falling.
That's an evolutionary trait so that you don't fall out of a tree.
I apparently fell out of a tree a lot, maybe. Another life, I don't know. I was always she fell again. Damn it, there she is. Our cat now falls off her perch all the time. Maybe I was like that. She's sleeping and then thump.
My 7-year-old falls off of whatever furniture she's sitting on because she refuses to sit like a person. Yeah. She just does like Chevy Chase bits and just falls off of everything all the time.
Man, you should work on that because there's two things that I know. One, the world does not need another Chevy Chase. And two,
I love how much she's embraced physical comedy, but we don't need to, like, there's a lot of other aspects of Chevy Chase I would like her to not emulate.
Yeah. And two, like, honestly, I'm just worried about her as a functioning adult.
There's a lot of cat action going on behind you.
Yeah.
And a train.
Yes,
I heard the train. Sorry that about time. That.
Oh boy.
I think one of my least favorite things about the pandemic is knowing that the things that happen in the background of the Zoom calls that I do comedy on are inherently funnier than anything that I ever do on set calls.
True.
It's awful. It's so like it's such a crappy art form if you want to feel good about yourself in the first place, and then to just be reinforced by like, no, two cats play fighting and a train going by are way better than anything that's happening on.
Yeah, they are hopping around back there, man.
Yeah.
It's possible it's sweet, mom's going to come in and yell at us at some point.
This could happen. She sometimes bangs on the door.
She can be armed.
When we lock it, you know, when we're having sexy times. It would be like a nightmare.
Do you consider this a sexy time? Why is it locked?
No, it's not locked, so she could bust it.
Oh, okay.
It's not, lock it. Not a sexy time.
Yeah.
I'm in my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Oh, boy. So we haven't done
anybody's hot and bothered at home now.
Let's get back
to that.
Let's get back to dreams.
Well, now that everyone's dreaming of John in his pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so some people don't remember their dreams. It says 1 out of 250 people do not remember a single dream during their entire life. So they cannot bore anyone else by telling them.
Oh, God. I know I opened the show by doing it, but is there anything worse than someone telling you about the dream?
No. Not especially if you're in it. I hate when people say they dreamt about me because I'm always doing something bad.
I don't think Lucas Arnold's gonna listen to this episode.
I was actually thinking we should see if we can get him to guest just based on the stupid premise. Yeah. So like opening paragraph of the page for dreams on Wikipedia, let's nail down that first sentence in that first paragraph.
Dreams is your brain wild and out.
So you really think it's gonna say dreams is
dreams is your brain
dreams is out. All right, dreams is your brain wild and out, presented by Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that my older daughter, this popped up as like a Facebook memory a couple years ago, said that dreams are like private movies for in your mind. I was like, poignant. But I don't think that's what the Wikipedia article is gonna say.
Did any of you read Calvin Hobbes?
A little bit.
Yeah. There's the one where like the people in his head when he's asleep, they like what dreams are to them is that he like they're just like going through a bunch of old film reels like in his subconscious and they splice them all together strangely and they're like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Why'd you put this one here? And then they just have to wake up and get back to work the next day. And
Fraggles can dream together. If they sleep with their heads touching, they can like share their dreams.
Hmm.
It's nice. It would be nice if we could do that.
I don't want to share my dreams. My dreams are not fun.
Yeah, but that means you could
all the time.
But you could hop on someone else's dream and collectively the sum of the parts. Like, it could be like a gestalt thing.
I feel like in a marriage, there should be things that you keep separate.
Like,
well, for the Fraggles, they all jumped on.
My dreams are very, very boring. So
that was Wembley's problem. Wembley couldn't decide what to dream about, so he never dreamed of anything. It was just like a black void. And all the other Fraggles were like, oh, that bites. And then they would like share their dreams, and he would hate all their dreams. Ian, I think I actually tagged you years ago in a picture, a frame from a comic book where they do this.
Yeah, the jazz thing. Yeah.
Because Boober's listening to jazz, and Wembley says how weird it is, and he's surprised that Boober is smiling. And it reminded me. Because it was before you were all, it's before you were in love and all happy.
Yeah, it was classic Ian, as I refer. Right.
So just really, Ian. Really, really quick to run play-by-play on what just happened. Glenn, you remembered a Facebook post from many years ago that you tagged Ian in, and Ian, you were like, oh yes, I also remember that face. This is riveting work that we are doing here tonight. That's all I wanted to say.
Like, this is my bedtime, so this is...
Yeah, it's a little late. This is when normally the shop closes down for the evening.
I feel that. Remember when we would do, like, comedy now?
Yeah.
Like in front of people, exhausting. We'd be, like, out at places?
I'd be driving back from Philly at 11 o'clock at night. Jesus
All
Christ.
All shows after the pandemic are happening at 4 in the afternoon, I think. The only way forward.
And then when we're done, we can put like our butts together and all we could share the 620 steamer.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, Fraggles actually can dump out together if they put their butts together.
So I'm trying, what is Wikipedia going to say? Because you're basically hallucinating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to try to.
Dreams are a neurological process. I feel like that neurological will be in there.
Yeah.
That's sure.
Probably.
That's a good brain.
Yeah. Brains.
It's dreams are what happens when you go night-night and electricity is zooming through your meat pile in your head.
Yeah, it's like an active, your brain is active while your body is asleep, unless you're Mike Birbiglia, in which case both are active and you jump out of a fucking window. Ah.
Why does nothing interesting ever happen to us? I honestly don't think I have.
I probably will now because we're talking about it.
Have what, a night terror or something?
No. Have you ever had a dream about Mike Birbiglia?
No.
Now that you bring it up, if I do dream about Mike Birbiglia, yeah. I want it to be a night terror.
I'm gonna get three weird texts in the morning. In sleep, he was chasing me. He wouldn't. He was relentless. He was 40 feet tall.
Oh man.
Angry.
So there's definitely, I think there's going to be like a subheading about like dream analysis.
Yeah. I love dream interpretation. Mm-hmm. Get out the Freud.
All right.
I'm going to mention that it's pointless. Like it's dumb. Yeah. It's not anything.
See, that's what you said about astrology, but that's all true.
Yeah.
So. Wait, what? What did you just fucking say?
Yeah, you heard her.
Oh boy,
I genuinely can't tell if she's just doing it as a bit because she knows it annoys me, or
I know it annoys you.
She's a legit lunatic.
Whew, thank God we
and
dodged.
I believe it. It's
somebody I don't remember who. I do remember, but I don't want to call her out. Somebody posted on Facebook today about whether she was looking for like an open discussion about whether healing crystals were anything. I'm like, I don't want to argue with 400 of your dumb friends. I'm just going to leave this one alone. But they're nothing if you're listening.
Yeah, I don't do the crystals or Reiki or any of that. It's just the astrology. I'm very pure about it.
The worst one.
Well, let's go back to your love, Roya.
Uh-huh.
Let's go, to your love of dream analysis.
Oh, I'm sure Freud's in this page.
Yeah, give us the greatest hits.
So if someone is pulling your teeth out in a dream, that is a bad thing. It means like you're, I think it's like you're afraid of losing your potency or something, like you're going to fail.
But that's also the bad thing in real life.
We're in the middle of No Nut November. We can't lose potency right now.
You're losing your... So you're pulling out your teeth. It's really bad. It's a really bad thing.
I have frequently had dreams where like floss is stuck in my teeth and just like I can't get it out.
Like you're a magician? Just you keep pulling it?
It just keeps pulling out and out. It's like this
rainbow colored and is it scarves?
Crazy.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
But I just thought of it now. Like it's like yeah, it's like and then I wake up.
Learning things.
I think it's just teeth anxiety. So,
wow.
Do you guys have stress dreams about performing?
No.
Did you
my
ever?
Dreams are about my family.
I don't anymore. I think when I started stand up, I did, but now I'm so great at it. I think it's just because I've done it a bunch. Where like I don't know, I'm not worried about it anymore.
See, to me, that is like the least scary thing in my life. My mother is living with us. There's no way that performing could be anything like the fear that I live on a daily basis that this woman's going to do or say something horrible or die, just die. So like, yeah, like oh, give me a stage, please. Like, I just want to escape. She just says to me, why don't you do any more presentations? And I say, because I don't want to kill you. And they're all inside. And
Other common dreams, those will probably get listed. We've got naked at school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your homework or like report mm-hmm. for work or whatever.
That's my stress dream.
Thing you need for an event.
Yeah, you forgot.
The school one is usually I have to go back and like take sixth grade again.
I used to get that one a lot.
The Billy Madison?
Yeah. Just that. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'm an adult and I'm in sixth grade. And, like listen, you just got to do this for, like, a week.
Are you aware, though, in that context that you don't need to be there?
Oh, no. I have to be there for some unknown reason. Like, it's very...
I would get that dream a lot. Yeah. And I would be back in my high school and I'd be furious. I was like, guys, I already finished college. There's no reason for me to be here. And it would be... Somebody would keep telling me, like, no, you have to.
I did something wrong, like,
you gotta repeat
in school originally, and like they found out, and I had to go back and
to get credit.
Yeah,
you gotta repeat it all over.
Yeah, most of that dream for me is just being frustrated with whoever's telling me I need to be there. They're like, no, you have to get your diploma. I'm like, I don't, though. I'm already an adult.
A lot of that dream is like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, but I used to get that one a lot, it's been a while.
Do you ever kill things in your dreams, like monsters?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's just me then.
I had a zombie dream once where my dad and I fought the zombies and we won.
So nice.
And we won. A great, it was amazing.
Like, father-son team up, especially because your dad looks like Ben Franklin. Movie.
Like we were done. Like at a certain point, like it wasn't a nightmare, but it was like, oh no, there's zombies. We shot them all.
And what
watch Ben Franklin.
And then went about our lives.
What people wouldn't know is your dad looks exactly like Ben Franklin.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's the sequel to that Abe Lincoln Zombie Hunter movie.
Yeah, exactly.
This time it's Ben Franklin and Ian.
Yeah.
Please respect canon. Abe Lincoln, vampire.
Yeah, it is vampire, right?
Yeah.
I'd apologize, but I'm not going to.
It's all right. You know, Glenn,
I live my life without regrets.
For someone who hates talking about dreams, you sure can't shut the fuck up about yours on this episode.
I'm trying to fill with. Details so we can win this thing.
Okay, all right.
Flying dream is a big one. Sexy dreams, pretty common. Sexy dreams specifically about John. Probably we've all had them.
Yeah. Lord knows I have.
What are some other ones?
Maybe later. I haven't had sexy dreams. I want to know what his are.
I haven't had flying dreams. I've had a couple of lucid dream episodes.
What does that mean, lucid?
Where you know you're dreaming.
Ooh, does that mean you can change the dream?
Yeah, well, it's more
what's
like
the idea?
You can direct it. Like, you can't, like, make things magically happen. It's like you can kind of push in a direction. But the first, every time I had one, the first thing I did was, like, leap into the air. Just like, like Incredible Hulk style, like, through the clouds and then back down. It wasn't quite flying, but, like, it was...
I've had those where like you keep trying to fly and you just do it like you jump pretty good. Like
I jumped real good, but like
in my shitty dream.
I couldn't continue it and like Superman fly. It was more just super jump. Yeah.
Yeah. That's relatable. I've had those. How high can you jump in your dreams, Johnny boy?
Mostly I just forget the combination to my locker in high school. It's a big stressor for me when I'm sleeping. Lately there have been a lot of like apocalyptic scenario survival that I'm just like reinforcing. I know I would die very quickly. Like, I'm just not good at it. Like, oh no, the world has ended and I've got to forage. I'm like, this isn't
I know good. You've made it 7 months so far.
Yeah, it's pretty that's good. True.
Have you ever died in a dream?
No, you die in real life. We all
yeah, no, that's what I believe that. That's yeah. what I heard. But I feel like I have, or like gotten real close.
Well, everybody gets close at some point.
Like when I was a kid, Freddy Krueger got me once.
No.
Maybe you're still in the dream then.
Yeah. Maybe you died and this is actually some sort of afterlife.
Ooh, do you think they're going to mention Saint Elsewhere on the dream page?
I don't.
It's a pretty famous dream.
There's, what is it, people who dream of, they say people believe in their dreams so much that a certain percentage of them, if they dreamt that the plane that they were about to get on would crash, a lot of them would not get on that plane. So I asked Ian, if we were about to get on a plane and like the next day and you dreamt that it would crash, would you not want to go? And what did you say? You're like, we'd have to go.
I said you would make me get on the plane.
Because if it crashed, if it didn't crash and we weren't on it, things would be bad for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the plot of Final Destination, right? Like, yeah. if you cheat death, death just chases yeah. you. So you might
so, like, I'll just have plan. Six Ativan instead of three for this one, and then...
Yeah. All right, well, we're running out of time for our Wikipedia page, so mm-hmm. Let's just rapid-fire dream stuff really quick.
Night terrors would be on there somewhere. I've had night terrors. Sure. I've had sleep paralysis, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sleep yeah, paralysis. We've done an episode on sleep paralysis. Yeah, yeah. So we know all about that.
I've had the constantly waking up type loop. That's like a sleep deprivation.
Yeah, the worst dreams are waking up and getting ready for your day. And then you wake up for real and you're like, I just did all this.
Yeah, I've had that a couple times.
Yeah. I think you have to.
It's like.
Okay. I was just going to say the purpose.
No, go for it.
Be on it. The purpose of dreams when they're trying to tell you what they're for. It's good for you.
Prevailing theory, I think, is it sorts events of the day to long-term yes. or short-term memory, so you either yes. forget them or store them.
Yeah.
The one-sentence description, I would say, is it's sensory hallucinations during periods of sleep to get you horny. I don't know if that's the purpose, but it happens a lot, I feel like.
Maybe for guys. Jesus. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Single dream.
We learn a lot about Glenn on this show. It's okay.
I mean, but that's the thing is women don't have wet dreams. Like, that's not how we go through puberty. We have like.
Yeah. Ooh, do we think wet dreams are? Is there going to be a link to wet dreams on the page?
There should be.
Or is it going to be on the disambig?
Maybe
those wet dreams have its own page.
It should probably.
Yeah, it's
probably.
And that's an all male episode.
All right.
Yeah, I feel good about my sentence.
Yeah, let's step aside. Let's take a break. We got to pay them bills. And when we come back, we'll check out the actual Wikipedia page for dreams.
Hey friends, it's me, Glenn Tickle, here.
And
with
me, John. I'm here also.
With John. Also, John is here.
Hello.
We should probably re-record that Anchor one that I did without you. Get you in on that hot action.
I don't know. I feel like that ship has sailed.
Well, I feel like we should do another one just because I hate it when podcasts record an ad ahead of time and then they just keep replaying the same one. And then I've been doing that for like 2 months now.
Yeah. You want to do it now?
No, I mean, there's like a print. There's like specific talking points we have to hit for it to count.
You coward! I can do it.
I believe in you, but that's not who gave us $8 for this ad spot.
Someone did. Who did?
Today, this episode of Wikipedia, of Improvised Wikipedia, rather, which is the name of our show.
That we've been doing for 2+ years, and you still can't remember the fucking name of it.
This episode of Improvised Wikipedia is brought to you by Puffy Paint.
Ooh, puffy paint. Are you in a fraternity or a sorority and you got to decorate a t-shirt? Get yourself some puffy paint.
Do you want to make a sign, but you want to have a little pop? Get some puffy paint.
Do you want to have a really satisfying experience like peeling some paint off of like something?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Paint some puffy paint down. Just scrape that off later.
Do you have to add some details to your daughter's Mira Royal Detective Halloween costume? Because although your mother-in-law did an excellent job of sewing it, some of the finer points didn't quite meet your daughter's high standards of excellency. So Halloween morning, you're working with some puffy paint. Get some puffy paint for that. We've all been there.
Do you want to make a rainbow flag to then go put in front of a Hobby Lobby because those people are bullshit?
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, go to
buy puffy paint at Michael's.
Yeah, and then make that sign and then go to those fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use code ImprovWikipod for 8% off puffy paint. But not at Hobby Lobby.
Did you say 8 or 80?
8.
Oh, that's not as good of a deal.
We've had better deals, but you know, look, it's a hard time for the puffy paint industry. They're running out of whatever makes it puffy. Baking soda, probably.
That's another episode. React
with air? What would keep it from being puffy in the thing and then it puffs up in the air? I don't know. It's a fucking mystery. Puffy paint.
Puff it up.
And we're right. Back.
We are back, and I have up in front of me the improv. Oh my god, the actual Wikipedia page for Dream. Dreams redirect.
Yeah, you know, we've only been doing this show for over 2 years, so man, you'd have to be a real dumb asshole to mess it up at this point, huh?
Yeah, that's true. I might as well just expect my copy of Jerk the Magazine to come anytime.
It's
now.
Coming in the mail, baby.
So I did pull up the Disam Big page. It's pretty hefty. There is Hakeem Olajuwon, Hakeem the Dream,
Why?
If you will.
Oh, okay.
There is a bunch of fancy art, some books, some film and TV, all called Dream. Yeah, lots of Dream stuff. It's a very big it's a big, boring disambig.
Wasn't there a K-pop star that Stephen Colbert was obsessed with named Dream?
Let's just say, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so back to the actual page itself. A dream is a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that usually occur involuntarily in the mind during certain stages of sleep.
I got a lot of that.
Yeah. The content and purpose of dreams are not fully understood, although they have been a topic of scientific, philosophical, and religious interest throughout recorded history. Dream interpretation is an attempt at drawing meaning from dreams and searching for underlying message. The scientific study of dreams is called...
Dream study time.
You know what? That's better. Dream study time. So that's the end of the first paragraph. Honestly, if we're just doing that as the metric, we crushed it.
Yeah.
We really did.
Suck it, real Wikipedia.
But there is the rest of this top section, which does have some things. I can't believe we didn't mention rapid eye movement stage of sleep. All right. We didn't talk about REM sleep at all.
I think I mentioned it. Briefly, when I talked about
it at the beginning, but yeah,
when I talk, because I'll dream like immediately. I don't have to hit REM because
you called it REM.
Oh yeah,
because I like band. Yeah, big fan.
So dreams occur mainly in the rapid eye movement stage of sleep when the brain activity is high and resembles that of being awake. REM sleep is revealed by continuous movements of the eyes during sleep. At times, dreams may occur during other stages of sleep. However, these dreams tend to be much less vivid or memorable. The length of a
thing we did. Well, no, it was his waking up with the thought.
Yeah. I'm going to jump ahead to a paragraph that you're going to like, Roya. Sigmund Freud, who developed the psychological discipline of psychoanalysis, wrote extensively about dream theories and their interpretations. He explained dreams as manifestations of one's deepest desires and anxieties, often relating to repressed childhood memories or obsessions. Furthermore, he believed that virtually every dream topic, regardless of content, represented the release of sexual tension. So, yeah, every dream.
I think that's been highly criticized. And
yeah.
That's what sexy times, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Every dream is a sexy dream.
Every time you dream about Godzilla, it's because you want to.
I had a dream last Tuesday night where I was being attacked by polling numbers.
Yeah, because you want to phone down on those numbers.
The numbers were like hitting
the numbers were coming at me from, well, because I'm taking a math class too, so I had probability statistics coming at me from here, and then election numbers coming at me.
Yeah. 69 electoral votes coming to get me.
Oh boy. So this is where it gets messy on this page, because I think I'm going to call bullshit on this. And I know,
well, Glenn, I think this happened with, our sleep paralysis episode of a lot. People don't know a lot about dreams, like for certain. So a lot of this is just going to be horse shit.
Well,
you know, like astrology.
So a lot of this, there's a cultural meaning section here that's very long and has lots of history and lots of references, but it's actually a subset of the dream interpretation page. And so it's like padding on this page, basically.
So they're just copy and pasting from other pages?
Right, yeah, because like it's like dream interpretation. And then once I get past that, it goes to... there's another page here that it kind of redirects. There's just a bunch of, like, I don't know. Here, dreams and philosophical realism. And then underneath it, the main article is the dream argument. Like, so there's like all of these other pages that are like barfed back up on this main page. And it's just like,
what are you doing? We talk about like German expressionism, heavily used dream imagery for like set pieces and stuff. Let's put that in there too, Wikipedia. Ooh, anything that uses the word dream, we can just flesh out our dumb fucking article to try to score points over Glenn and John.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it is. And then when it actually gets into some of the dream theory, you get those little yellow, this article is missing information about scientific consensus for or against Jung's theory, against all these different people's theories. So it's like, I don't know, this page is sort of trash.
I'm not impressed.
You guys win.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm not going to fight it. I'm scrolling too, but like even here, like they've got deja vu on here, and then it's like, oh, it's stupid, like from the main article, deja vu.
That's when somebody changes something in the matrix. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, daydreaming, hallucination, night terror, all these things that are not technically dreams are listed out on this page. So fuck you, dream page. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, they're for sure cheating to meet a word requirement.
So,
requirement for Wikipedia.
I don't know, like when you got to do a paper for school and they're like, it's gonna be 2,000 words, and you're like, I guess I'm just gonna talk about fucking Jungian theory, and this thing's got nothing to do with it, just to like, get a couple paragraphs in there.
They ask you for money, so is it like if you give them money you can tell them how many words you want?
It should be.
Yeah.
The dreams
can't be a stub. Yeah. So yeah.
So a time-honored tradition that we sometimes remember to do on this podcast is if we were going to leave a fake fact or edit this in a humorous way, what would we do to this page?
Yeah, we've forgotten to do this for almost every episode of season 3. So
yeah.
I'm glad John remembers, because I wouldn't have. It can be anything, but ideally something that, like, you could squeak past the editors for a while.
Oh, let's see.
I think in honor of your living situation, I would do something in the dream interpretation section about common dreams about trains typically stem from
problems. What is it? Antagonism with your mother.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. A train in a dream stands for maternal antagonism.
There you go. Yes. The trains, woo woo, are much like the mother's screams. But yeah.
It would probably be so easy to make like a fake web page that looks like a real web page and then just include all the text for Freud's interpretation of dreams, but add a bunch of wild shit of your own, mm-hmm. and then edit the Wikipedia page and link to that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's,
and by easy, I mean probably what I'm going to do before.
No, you don't have that follow through in you. I can see.
Ooh. No way, baby. After Saturday, I got all kinds of follow-through, daddy.
So what do you guys want to dream about tonight? Like, if you got to pick what you're going to dream about, you're going to dream about my ass?
Dad, I didn't say John's ass. I said dad ass.
Yeah, that's my ass.
It's America's ass.
Mm-hmm. I want to dream about breakfast.
See? Food.
I love breakfast. Breakfast is the best. And then, like, the best part is if, like, I sleep well, I'll wake up at the end of that dream, and I'll just go immediately make breakfast, and it will feel
I'll be like, you won the dream.
Yeah, it'd be so good. That's my vote.
I want to dream of Indian buffet because I can't have it anymore. we go.
What's your go-to?
I loved Mayuri on MacArthur. They had such good samosas, and they had like Indian and Chinese fusion dishes.
Ooh.
Cool. Manchurian chicken. It's like this crazy Indian Chinese fusion that makes me want to dance.
Ooh, we got
I don't remember where it
Clove,
is
in yeah.
the Valley, but there's Clove, one.
Yeah.
The OG location is right by me, and it's great. And then they opened a few more, I think.
There's one on Union Boulevard here in the Lehigh Valley, and they deliver. I was actually just going to say that we've gotten delivery from Clove a couple times in the last couple months, and it's delightful.
She gets some Indian food. My mom hates Indian food, so if we get it, it's just going to be a lot of like moaning and groaning and passive aggressiveness.
Well, I mean, there is freedom in knowing what she's going to complain about before she complains about it, right? It's like lucid dreaming, right? Like, you know, oh, she's going to complain about something. Might as well be about this delicious Indian food we bought.
I don't know what you're talking about. just increases.
She knows how to comment in such a way that like your soul is torn apart.
It's like that drip of water that just keeps hitting the person until they go insane. That's what
sure.
it is.
She told me... She said, well, not recently, but remember, she's like, sometimes you are quiet and sometimes you are loud. I expect uniform noise from you.
I mean, if this is what you're living with, you might as well have some fucking samosas. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Sean Connery and Alex Trebek died, so she's in a piss-ass mood. Just
see, we all are. That was...
Yeah.
Real emotional roller coaster on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now imagine.
No, Sunday, won. Right?
Yeah. And they're
went
both
from Saturday into Sunday.
I feel like we should be able to pick like one shitty person to die for this like cluster of three celebrities, right? So the first two are great. We should get to pick someone who's just awful.
I wanted to be someone who would,
Mitch
would
McConnell.
Be so wonderful.
Oh. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
He's like a lich. Yeah, so he needs to.
I remember when all those pictures were going around of like his weird skin. Like, I know bruising is just super common in the elderly, so it's probably actually nothing. But like, also, I just hope it's somebody beat the shit out of him. he won't admit it.
He's bruised? Man.
So yeah. He was,
bruised hands and like his eyes are all sunken in and yellow.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he was the opposite of puffy paint.
He's made some sort of bargain with some supernatural entity. I think.
Yeah, like something ancient and Sumerian.
Yeah.
Like
it was... is living inside him and will burst out of his chest when he dies, leaving him a husk.
We normally ask the guests if they have anything it's a plug coming up, but you know, pandemic, so probably not. But you know, I'm doing a virtual show Saturday, I think. Saturday, 14th.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Nice.
Man, I can't remember. Art House Productions in Jersey City, I think. Just look up Rich Camco. We should get him on the show. He's fun. He's the one running the show. What about you guys? Doing any Zoom shows?
I'm launching a new podcast at some point if I get off my ass, where I talk to people about what they like to cook. So that's a thing.
Yeah. You can be a busy podcast boy. That'll be three for you.
It will, but I don't work on any of them enough, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the whole premise of this one is pretty much built around us not really preparing anything in advance.
I got one trick, and that's it.
You guys doing any Zoom shows?
Yeah.
Are you breaking any protocols doing live?
Indoor? No, we can't be inside for too long with other people, because if we get it and then we give it to my mom, she'll die and then we'll never get over it. So.
And it sounds like she's going to haunt the shit out of you.
Too. Oh, yeah. She said that, but she also said she'd bring lotto numbers.
Oh.
Well, so there's
it's a decent like trade-off.
A pretty solid trade-off then.
But she also wants to haunt the children of my father's mistress until they kill themselves.
You know, we all have to have little projects.
Yeah.
She's like, I have so many people to haunt.
She was like, I have so many people to haunt. Like, it was like a, oh, like, man, so like, the list is so long. In the afterlife.
Roya and Ian, it's been an absolute goddamn delight. to talk with you guys about dreams and dumping out. Try not to kill anyone tonight. Specifically,
I mean, not anyone, but like, just be cool.
We're too tired.
Yeah, it's bedtime now.